joyful manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We're having a regular show today. There are no guests, and so we can go ahead and talk our good stuff. Joyful manifestation stuff. It's fantastic to hear from other people, other people's experiences and perspectives and the things that they have learned, because since all of us here have some kind of a inner calling, purpose, agenda. So what happens is each person collects information / data, knowledge, according to their purpose. So let's say somebody takes on a purpose to, well, learn about UFOs, then they do a lot of research, read up on things, probably have experiences also connected to that. And then they come up with their teachings, their studies. And even though all of these studies don't become like a PhD level thesis, but everybody who's doing all this research is, I think, equal to, or maybe even higher than the people who do thesis, and then, you know, they get their doctorates. Because a lot of subjects that are researched by so many people, they have really spent time doing their homework. And hats off to each person for undertaking their purpose / goal and coming up with so much information in their particular field of expertise. And many times it doesn't turn out to be a doctorate recognition for them, but they do come up with their own website or the author books. They have seminars. They talk about it. They teach people. They work with people. And so that's why I brought some guests over, so that they can tell you about their experiences and their perspective. And oh my God, they're all so amazing. Because when these people get into their subject, whether it's politics, in fact, we're going to bring on an author who has done a lot of research on UFOs. So we're going to be bringing her on soon. We've got an interesting list of people. And it is amazing because, let's face it, all of us on the show here, me, you, everybody, we can't all do research on every subject. We can become experts in our particular field, but then we have to leave it to others to be experts in their field. And then we listen to them and we learn from them. And as we learn, we expand our consciousness. And as consciousness expands, it starts to incorporate, include many things. And what you need to know is here is the fine line / distinction. What you have to know is, what is it that you want to include in your consciousness? And what is it that you don't want to include? You don't want to include things that is going to make a person mad. Senile. Well, think about it. I just saw a couple of subjects. Let me share this with you. On love. So previously, when people spoke about love, the olden days, we spoke about man, woman, regular love, correct? How people meet on a train, a couple meets on a train and then they fall in love, or they meet on a cruise and then they fall in love. And then, yes, of course, a couple of obstacles, and mostly normal obstacles. And then they would come together in the end, correct? But then movies started getting more complicated. They started to get more complicated. Yes, even more complicated than Pretty Woman. You all remember that movie, Julia Roberts? Well, even in that, it was a little offbeat because she had a career that included something, quote unquote, something. Just remember, just imagine what I'm talking about. And even that was a bit offbeat, but how the hero falls in love with her and accepts her. He falls in love with her the way she is, accepts her, and it was in that time pretty, I think, popular. But then you also had a lot of movies which were more regular. And Pretty Woman, well, because of her career, she it was a little offbeat, but let me tell you about a movie that just came out a few weeks ago, an Indian movie. And here is where I refuse to go watch that movie. I'm like, I am not watching this because I'm not going to include this in my consciousness. And I'm not going to include the whole scenario of the movie and then wrap my brain around it. Okay? And then try to work that out. What a new angle on a love story. Okay, let me tell you in brief because, it's in the trailers. She, the heroine, is, and I'm going to say it in my own little funny way, a robot. A robot? Yes, that's what she was. Is. And she had to recharge herself. And he meets her. He thinks she's real. Oh my God. And she is real. Obviously, they used a real hero and a real actress. The hero is very, very real in all ways. And she is a robot. She looks very real. And he falls in love with her. And then the question of the movie was, thought-provoking question, the way they, how they create thought provocation and thought-provoking questions out of such movies when they come up with new permutations and combinations. And the thought-provoking question was, can't robots fall in love? Is it wrong for a robot to fall in love? And this is where I drew the line, and I said, I'm not touching this subject. There is no way I'm going to get into this subject and try to think about whether it's wrong or right for a robot to fall in love and for someone to fall in love with a robot, and then what is supposed to happen? Are they supposed to end up together or break up or. Okay, that's where I drew the line and I said, no, I'm not getting into this. So basically, I'm saying that all of us do not have to accept and incorporate every single permutation and combination that the world and its millions of minds throw at us. it, you know, in the olden days, they had polyandrous relationships and all that stuff, correct? But that's the time of the kings and queens, and the king had many wives. But then now it's mostly monogamy and one man, one woman. They get married, they have kids. And you know what? I'm still in that era where one man and one woman, they get married and they have children. And it works out. They send them to school, they get them educated. Who wants to do so many permutations and combinations that society itself gets confused? Of course, that's my take on it, but people could incorporate more. We have lesbian relationships, gay relationships, but have to draw the line at robots. And learning that this is one angle, and that's love. But in this way, you have many, many life areas where people can create new combinations and new permutations and possibilities. And it all depends on what you choose to include in your life. It all depends on what you choose. Because depending on what you choose, you create your reality and you attract more of that. So if you love a single man, single woman getting married and having their kids and they live happily ever after, like in the fairy tales, if you like that, then incorporate stories of that nature. Attract friends who are like that. Look into your family to see which couples are normal. And again, I don't want anybody to get insulted. By normal, I'm just talking about what you consider normal. But the more permutations and combinations that are included, the more complexities, the more the mind has to expand and then wrap itself around all of these new permutations and combinations, and the more a person will attract that into their life. And so when people start to get really modern, you know, modern culture, everybody should know that what they're doing is inviting possibilities and opening up to the world, opening up the world to more possibilities. So everybody's adding their little bit contribution. And the law of attraction brings more and more and more and more of that. So for everybody listening, you want to include things that you can live with, that you would be happy to live with, that you want in your reality, because you're creating your reality. You are creating a society. Everybody knows that if you go to United Arab Emirates and places like that, they have different family structures from a normal American family structure or a normal Indian family structure. And many other countries. So they have their own reality, whether we like it, whether we don't like it, whether we can live that way or not live that way. They have that. And, you know, good for them. But then everybody may not want to live like that. Correct? And the more we all decide what kind of family units we want, the more we kind of create that in the world for ourselves. So when this movie came out, I decided, okay, I'm not going for this. And then a movie just came out about, and this is an Indian remake of an English movie. And about this man and woman who are married to each other, and each one is having an affair. And then this other couple where each one is, they're married to each other and they're having an affair with someone else. And then what happens at the end of that? So, okay, is this the new permutation and combination of family structures, values? So I decided to skip that movie also. And like I said, we all create our reality. The way I grew up, dad, mom, married forever, and brother, sister, uncles and aunts and nephews and nieces and cousins and everybody visiting. Be going to their homes summertime, be going back to our parents' homes, vacations, grandparents coming over. That's our family structure. I never had to worry, not even a single moment, of my parents being together and anything happening, a family breaking up. No, it was absolutely an environment where all the kids, all we had to do was play, have fun, and study, progress. Nothing else to worry about. And that's the case with all my uncles and aunts and their kids. That's how it was. And this is a permutation, or this is the scenario I grew up in. And so for me, when this movie came up with the robot being the heroine of the movie, and the big question, can't robots have feelings? And is it wrong for a robot to love? And is it wrong for a man to love a robot? And what happens? I decided I'm not going there. I'm not going to think about it. And I'm not allowing it into my reality as a new permutation, as a new possibility, because everything is a possibility, right? We think, and then it becomes a possibility in the world. I'm very much taken in with personal spaceships. So I'm all into the, I wish I had my own little spaceship that I could travel in, you know, with my family and not just a car. So I would love to have my own spaceship. So that's a possibility, a reality that I would love to have personally. And who knows what I'm creating in the universe, right? With my thoughts. And I'm very much into sailing, cruising, taking long trips on ships, going country to country in a ship. And that's how people would travel earlier. They all travel via ships and country to country. There were no airplanes. And I love that personally. So the more I like that, the more I will see that happen in the world. And that is what everybody should be aware, that the more you like something, the more you are giving out vibrations to the universe, or putting it into the universe, and then the more of that is created for a person to experience. Your personal preferences create your reality. And the more joyful your preferences are, the better the reality created will be. So, joyful manifestation is about creating your reality using joy as the fueling energy. Whatever gives you joy, whatever gives you joy is what you will beat out into space and create more of for yourself, and end up seeing more of that around you. So if you prefer restaurants of a certain type, and you're going all oh, Mexican food, I love rice and beans, I love Mexican food, I love, 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 love. So you will see more Mexican restaurants. And as this keeps on happening, more Italian food, more French food, then you actually create that. Now just think about how powerful you are. How powerful. Your personal choices and preferences create everything for yourself. And you will see it more and more around you. And if you like spicy food, you could very well end up manifesting a whole bunch of restaurants that use a high level of chilies. And you end up doing this. See, I come from a community. And yes, in India, we still have our own communities. And they call Iyers. We're Brahmins, basically, born vegetarians, generations of born vegetarians. And let's say, and this is how it works. So let's say I'm traveling and I see a lot of restaurants that are non-vegetarian. So it'll be written non-veg slash veg. Means they cook everything. But then suppose I start talking about Iyers to say my parents in the car. Suddenly, almost magically, I'll see restaurants that have the word Iyer or Iyengar, which are almost the same, different branches. I'll see bakeries and restaurants with that word and written vegetarian. So, as we start to think about something or talk about something, reality shifts in front of us. Now, whether those restaurants already existed, or, and because they existed, maybe at a distance I got the vibrations and I started talking about Iyers and Iyengars, or whether I start talking about it and so suddenly out of the blue these restaurants are manifested. Because they say that it doesn't matter if reality exists as hard matter, or that reality is formed by this energy into hard matter, into in front of our eyes, or just a little bit before. And does this hard matter reality continue to exist as we pass it by? Or does it disintegrate, depending on the purpose? So a lot of people who do a lot of work in this particular field, they talk about all of these alternate realities, and depending on what our thoughts and vibrations attract, then we attract that reality to us. And it could be manifested right in that instant. Now, whether it already existed, it'll be shown to have already existed. And yes, we're getting the author of this particular book on the show, so we will talk about this. Where it's said that the universe is pretty capable of creating a past, based on our preferences. So let's say that there is this possibility, and our soul, or we fix on this possibility, and we attract it. The universe is capable of creating a past for this possibility. So if you take it in terms of love, then we can say that there's this guy, and he never existed before this. But because we attract this particular reality, then a past is tagged on to his existence. Wow. And there are people who actually research into all of this. And it's all connected with science and scientists who have worked on this also. So a lot of people have come up, and this is something which I know in my field of work. For example, if we prove that a person is not cheating, then there will be no evidence of him being of him cheating. But if he proves that he's cheating, then there will be a lot of evidence of him having cheated. And this is something that the universe does in that moment. It just tags on a past, suddenly providing evidence. And yes, you know, we should be going into our next subject, which is money manifestation, taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music and coming back soon so we can go into work and career money manifestation. Welcome back. We were talking about how the universe is capable of creating a past for any possibility that we fix on. Conveniently, this past is created. How it's created, how quickly it's created, we don't want to go into that exactly, but what we're trying to say here is we don't want you to be fooled by what is happening. And a lot of people get fooled in their lives. A lot of people find some grain of evidence about something, anything. And then they start to, or it can start with an idea or suspicion. And they start to fix on that idea or suspicion. They put in a lot of feelings, a lot of vibrations go out into space. The universe says to itself, this person could be wanting to experience this. And then, of course, it brings to this person that reality and creates a past, like a tale, for that reality. So it looks super real. And then a person is convinced. A person starts to be convinced. And the trick is to know that all of these pasts, P-A-S-T-S, that are created are manifested by the universe to make it real, to make it seem real. And if you can see this, and if you start to see things with this fact or statement that in mind, then what happens is you can almost see through things. And when you start to see through things, you won't believe it. Then what happens is you can believe what you want to believe, something that's good, that's convenient for you to believe. And don't believe in things you don't want to believe. So you start to have this discriminatory process, and you discriminate. And you discriminate, your mind sorts through things in an instant, and you decide for yourself, I am not going to believe this. Or, I like where this is going, I'm going to believe this. Do you see what I'm saying? You can go with what you want to believe. So in money manifestation, the way you can use this is stop reading up about job losses, people being fired, people losing jobs, money markets going down, crashing everywhere, and stop believing about the negativities related to career. Because once a person starts to go down this road, then he will attract more people, more examples of people losing jobs. And then at some point, it's going to hit a person's reality. Because this reality has been attracted where jobs are lost left, right, and center. And then what happens is a person starts to fear their own job. And then depending on a person's good luck or good fortune, they either keep it or lose it. But then it's up to each one of us to serve ourselves. We serve ourselves by choosing to buy into the reality that is being projected. And the way you will know this, especially where jobs are concerned, So let's take fictitious Jane. And she hears through some friend that this friend's second cousin lost a job in a particular industry, in a particular field. And then, okay, that's the first news coming in, right? And then connected to that news, fictitious Jane starts to hear about another person, and then another person. It starts to trickle in, correct? And then she starts to investigate this. She goes online. Already the trickle has started of job loss. And then she goes online and she starts to see news articles. She goes on Facebook, social media. This one's talking about a job loss. That one's talking about it. Now it's no longer a trickle. It's a flood of information. And a reality is created for fictitious Jane to experience. But if fictitious Jane hears about the first job loss and she decides she's not going to want to hear about such things anymore, she can either cut off from her friends for a bit, or if the friends start a topic, fictitious Jane needs to put her hand up and say, I'm not interested in hearing about this. Thank you very much. In as polite a way as she can, of course. And she stops people from putting onto her this new wave of job loss energy. She also refuses to go online and research. She can, in fact, wait a bit. And if she neutralizes this energy, meaning that she shows no interest at all, she can get a new wave of energy where she starts to have friends talk about, oh my God, they got a new job, they got 2 job offers, they're getting amazing raises, and reality changes. How we sort through information that is being projected at us. What is being projected at us are realities. So it's like the universe saying, oh, do you want this food, or do you want that food, or do you want that food, or do you want that food? Do you want this news, or do you want that news, or do you want that news, or do you want that news? And we get to choose from the samples and examples that first start to trickle up. And then we put up our hands like, stop. I don't want to hear about this anymore. Or, yay, bring me more of that. Bring me more of that. I love that. I love that. Joyful manifestation going on right there. Like, I like this. I love this. I love where this is going. Oh, talk to me more about this fun stuff. Oh, I love Indian restaurants. Oh, I love Mexican restaurants. I love French food. I love Italian food. Give me more, give me more. And so then we create our realities. And in the job market, where money is concerned, we need to sort through information that is projected at us. Remember, it first comes in as a trickle, the first thing that you hear, and then more people come and volunteer horrible information, correct? And we can either stop them, or if we're fascinated, and I'm never going to be fascinated in bad news. If there are some people, they just want to hear bad news. Oh, tell me more. Did that happen? Oh my God, how many people lost jobs? 30,000 people were laid off. Oh my God. And then they're collecting information and creating realities. Everyone here is a very powerful mind. And everyone here is capable of creating realities by virtue, by choosing what they wish to participate in. And does a person want to participate in a reality that is going down or a reality that is going to be joyful, abundant? Well, we need to walk that path depending on what we choose. And we are going to enter soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We're going to take a couple of minutes break, listen to some music, and come back soon. So hold on tight.
Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation.
This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We were talking about cheating and how the universe is capable of tagging on evidence. So, you know how there are women who have they have a very, very advanced intuitive capabilities, advanced intuitive ability to detect cheating. And they would say, I can detect a cheater from miles away. You must have heard of this, correct? And what they're doing is they're tuning into cheating. They're tuning into cheating, just like a person would tune into a particular radio station, they tune into cheating. They have very advanced intuitive abilities to tune into cheating. And there are psychics who actually provide services to detect cheaters. And they would have this saying where they're saying, what is that? Some they're able to spy and they're able to tell a customer if their boyfriend is cheating or if the man is cheating. So what happens is that these particular people, they just tune into cheating energy instead of faithful energy. So cheating is an energy. Faithfulness is an energy. So cheating energy, faithful energy. And depending on a person's love karma, a person would have in their aura, in their energy field, cheating energy or faithful energy. And psychics who are able to find out if a person is cheating, if you go to such a psychic, there is a huge chance that she may not be detached or disconnected, or what is that word where you just do your job and you don't actually try to change the outcome. So a psychic who's able to detach herself and just come up with the real truth, that's different. But many of the psychics who make a career out of detecting cheaters, finding out cheating, would lean on the side of cheating and come up with information and consequent energy also. So even if a person does not have that much cheating energy in her aura, when they go to psychics that do this work, they actually bring in cheating energy and it gets into the energy field of a person and starts to mess with her life. So it's very important to use what I said about what is it that we want to prove really? Do we want to prove that we get cheated on? Or do we want to prove that people are faithful to us? That the men we love are faithful to us? That the women we love are faithful to us? What is it that we want? And when you decide what you want, then you can sort, filter information coming towards you. And as you sort and filter information, then what happens is the universe feels that you're really not interested in cheating stories. And that you love stories of men and women being faithful to each other. And as you love that, your preferences go into the universe. And reality shown to you confirm that a man is basically faithful. A woman is basically faithful. So we create our realities. And when the first bit of information starts to trickle in of any so-called evidence of cheating, you have to cut down and cut it off. and put your hand up and say, stop, I don't want to hear. You know how you have well-wishers who love to come and say, I saw your ex with so-and-so. I saw your boyfriend with so-and-so. I saw your husband with so-and-so. I saw your wife with so-and-so. And it's so important to put a hand up and say, no, I don't want to hear about this. Thank you very much. Because the more importance that we give these communication links, I call them pipes of communication, they can either bring you good news or they can bring you negative news. And as you detach from so-called evidence that brings cheating energy, and then you go into neutral, and then you go into positive. And women who search the phone of their husbands or boyfriends looking for cheating texts, they're just tuning into cheating energy. And as they keep doing that, one day, it's almost like reality is confirmed. It's like, okay, you're searching for red ear. Let me give it to you. And then the whole thing becomes, you know, out of control, because now there's proof, concrete proof. And so as people discriminate and choose what they want to experience, and they allow information in that they prefer to hear about, and they block out information that they don't want to hear about, and very soon, and this is not like the ostrich with its head in the sand. Is that what the saying is? this is about you creating a reality, about you choosing what you want to hear about, what you want to experience. And very important for everybody here not to tune into cheaters, not to tune into cheating energy. In fact, go the other way and think and affirm. The man I love is always faithful to me. The man I love is always faithful to me. The man I love loves me back. The man I love loves me back. The woman I love is always faithful to me. The woman I love is always faithful to me. The woman I love loves me back. The woman I love loves me back. And we create a beautiful love karma for ourselves, a beautiful love story, a story where we end up with this person, our true soulmate. And we have a beautiful life with them. An amazing life where we don't have to worry at all and suspect and try to find an evidence, which only complicates things. But in fact, know that this is a constantly flowing type of an energy that forms and reforms itself as per our preferences and what we would like to experience and what we think that truth is. And as we create reality, as we create our truth with our thoughts and preferences and the feelings that we flow to the universe, it's as if what we believe is mirrored back to us. And as we believe great things about the people that we love, and as we believe that, oh my God, I am so amazing, there is absolutely no way he's going to cheat on me. Oh my God, I am so amazing, there is absolutely no way she's going to cheat on me. And then have your soulmate mirror that love back to you. Because you deserve it. You are amazing. And nobody wants to get rid of somebody who's amazing, right? You're valuable. And it took time for your soulmate to find you. So why should he or she let you go? So this is Sugandhi Iyer. We are at the end of a show. We will be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, next Friday, for the Good Fortune Show. And we want you to, you know, if it's possible, get the book Joyful Manifestation. Subscribe to our show. Show that you support us. Show that you support great realities. And we want to wish you a fantastic rest of the day. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show.